This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials say a wave of drone attacks in several Ukrainian cities, including the capital, Kyiv, destroyed infrastructure and killed at least three people. The president's office says those three people were killed when a drone hit a residential building in the capital. Reuters correspondent Matthew Rotunda reports.
Ukrainian authorities say several people were killed in the attacks, and at least some of the strikes are from Iranian-made kamikaze drones. Although Iran denies supplying such weapons to Russia, and the Kremlin hasn't commented on it. In Kyiv, journalists were shown shrapnel said to be from one drone with the words "For Belgorod" scrawled on it in Russian, an apparent message for the Ukrainian defenders. Russia accuses Ukraine of hitting targets in the Belgorod region near the border with Ukraine. There is no immediate comment from the Ukrainian government, although it typically doesn't issue statements on incidents in Russia. Russia's defense ministry says that Monday's attacks in Ukrainian cities hit military targets and energy infrastructure.
That was Reuters correspondent Matthew Lorotunda reporting. The Ukrainian Air Force says it shot down about 13 of the unmanned aerial vehicles. Ukrainian officials said the drones were Iranian-made Shahad models. Russia has used them to carry out so-called kamikaze attacks in which the aircraft has intentionally crashed into a target. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell announced Monday EU foreign ministers agreed to establish a mission to train Ukrainian troops beginning next month in Europe. Borrell said reporters the plan calls for the training of about 15,000 troops. This is VOA News.